Our guest for the entire first hour of the World Cafe today is the renowned jazz pianist Herbie Hancock. He has a new album called The Imagine Project that he recorded around the globe with many guest artist collaborators. Herbie was a child prodigy on piano, playing classical music. He broke into jazz with Donald Byrd and quickly made a solo album and joined what is now known as Miles Davis's second great quintet. He then became a pioneer in jazz funk with the Headhunters album and later brought hip-hop techniques to jazz with his hit Rocket. He has described the new Imagine Project as purpose-driven music, in this case to foster peace and cooperation through music. I ask him why that kind of music interests him now.
I think it's a combination of two things. It's kind of hard to separate the age factor from the amount of time I've been practicing Buddhism. Those are two definite forces that come into play. I mean, if you think about the fact that I'm 70 years old now, and people often in their 70s and beyond start thinking about the future and what they can share with young people, because that was done to me when I was young.
Mm.
You know, the older musicians shared their experience with me and helped me to shape myself and to find my own identity.
Yeah, you've talked about about Miles as a teacher. And he would sort of let you discover things for yourself, but that was a lesson.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Miles was a master teacher, because a master teacher doesn't tell the students the answer. A master teacher provides a pathway by which the student can find the answers themselves.
Mm. And yeah. So what is the example you're leading us with on this project?
Oh.
If we're going to make you into a teacher.
Well, I never said I was a master teacher. But I am concerned about the world that I live in now. We're living in very difficult times as anybody can certainly agree with. There's a polarization going on everywhere, you know, within political parties, between political parties, ethnic groups, the legals against the illegals, and I mean, on and on, through, you know, almost any segment of life. This is the 21st century. And the creativity of humanity has spawned this information age. It's also fraught with all kinds of unexpected difficulties. You know, not only is it possible for us to easily communicate with people from all over the planet, it's also possible to completely isolate yourself from almost anyone on the planet except the person that's going to deliver your clothing or your food through the front door.
So, I thought you were going to say miscommunicate, because
right.
That's probably part of it too.
Right. Miscommunication, it can definitely go on. What needs to change is that people need to take the responsibility for helping to design the future that we want to live in and be a part of that process of creating it, and not just sitting off on the sidelines waiting for it all to kind of fall down on their heads. That means assuming the power that we actually already possess and not giving this power to external forces, assuming that I can't do anything about it, and these other people they're going to impose it on me, you know. So I'm thinking about, you know, what is it that we should be doing in order to prepare ourselves, in order to carve out a pathway that will help to make this emerging global society be what we want it to be. And I know that one path toward this peaceful global, because everybody wants peace. And so one path toward that is through global collaboration and through cultural collaboration. This is something that we can do musically through the arts. And so this is what I try to do, you know, to show in some way what we can come up with if we open ourselves to cultures outside of our own. So I was trying to walk this tightrope so that the music could sound familiar and yet have elements on it that we don't normally hear on the radio, or on the quote commercial stations.
Well, it's interesting with the opening track on here, Imagine, you really do that, because if you really listen to this track, you will note that there's this percussion group in there.
Yeah.
And they're kind of unusual, and they're Kanono number one, and they're playing all these weird metallic kalimba
thumb pianos
and there's different voices, and you try to place them, and some of them are voices you might recognize, and then all of a sudden there's this gorgeous voice in another language, and you really and yet it's all Imagine, the song Imagine, which we all know, which became the, I guess, the title song of the whole project. I read that you said that you were not a lyrics guy, and yet you've picked this song, which is like perfect lyrically for the project.
Well, I've been paying a lot more to lyrics.
Yeah.
Ever since I did, particularly my last album,
the Joni Letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, this is an extension of that, because there is this attention to the lyrics. I mean, it's something that I needed to add to my palette, you know, because lyrics are important, especially in a project like this. You know, it's all about the meaning of these songs. You know, this is not a record that's about Herbie Hancock, the soloist.
I was going to say, you're not going to hear a lot of Herbie on this record. I mean, you're in there, you do a solo on everything, but it's not the centerpiece necessarily.
Right. I didn't want it to be. I can make records like that. I've done that. You know, there are a lot of records out that are like that. Why would I necessarily have to do something that I already did? You know, I don't want to have to always fit in with some pattern. Why can't I make a record where I'm not the centerpiece? On the other hand, I am the centerpiece, because I'm the one that's putting it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's on my label. It's basically my concept. There was no point in me changing the focus to me when the focus should be about we.
Right.
It's about us as a human species. That's what it's about.
Let's we'll start off with Imagine?
Start off with Imagine. Thank you.
Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people. Thank you.
A live recording of Imagine from our guest this hour, Herbie Hancock and his band. That is the title track of the Imagine Project, and part of what you heard there were manipulated samples of music from African musicians Konono No. 1 and Umu Sangare. Coming up, more performances, and Herbie explains how he developed his unique style of soloing when we return to the World Cafe. Herbie Hancock is our guest this hour in the World Cafe. He recently released the Imagine Project, which brings together many different musicians from around the world in an effort to send a message of peace. We'll hear more performances in a moment. Sitting across from Herbie, listening to him talk and watching him gesture, I was struck by the fact that Herbie Hancock has really small hands, not what you would expect from a piano player. I asked him how that affected his playing.
Actually, I've found a whole other style of playing when it occurred to me, and this is many years ago when I first started really getting into jazz, that the bass player is going to play the lower note anyway. I don't have to play that with my little finger, you know. So I can, it gives me freedom to play all kinds of other notes and other textures with my hands. It actually helped my style of playing.
I am curious about this next one, which is the piece you did with Tanarawan, and also went into Bob Marley's Exodus with Los Lobos helping out on. Talk a little bit about, I guess people should understand what Tanarawan are, right? They're a guitar band, I know. They're from Mali as well?
Yeah, they're from northern Mali near the Sudan, so they're really desert people.
Mm.
And they their mode of transportation is camel.
Mm.
So they have long robes and, you know, ride around on camels. But yet they play electric guitars, you know, which is, wow, how did that happen? Well, I was told this is an American influence that's come back to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds of American music and American culture come from there, you know.
Yeah, there's a whole connection between the blues
right. And
Mali. And now, I guess what you're saying is it goes back the other way.
Yeah, right, exactly, which is really interesting.
So how did you record with them? Did they, is this one of their pieces, or how did this particular portion?
Well, Larry Klein, who was the record producer, he and I both felt that since we really don't know their culture, that we might be safest if we took something that we've heard on their records, something they're already familiar with, and adapted that to a kind of Western American interpretation of it and combined the two elements, which is what we did.
Hmm.
And then we also took the same groove from that song, put Bob Marley's Exodus on top of it, like halfway through the song.
This is Tamatant Tele into Bob Marley's Exodus.
Thank you.
Our guest today, Herbie Hancock, and this great band realizing some of the music from the Imagine Project, the new album that brings musicians, music from all over the globe together, and an incredible example of it there with a piece from the Malian band Tanarawan called Tamata Tile and Exodus, and on the album Los Lobos involved. And well, now this, the song that you did with Susan Tedeschi is... People are going to hear this song and they're going to go, I know this song. And because they may have forgotten it because it is a Joe Cocker song,
yeah.
Space Captain, which is perfect for the theme of the record. So we can get a version today?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Space Captain. Herbie Hancock playing live on the cafe. He's our guest for this whole hour today. Coming up, the story of how his song Watermelon Man became a hit for Mongo Santa Maria when we return to the World Cafe. Herbie Hancock, our guest today on the World Cafe. We have some more live music. I ask Herbie to tell how Benin-born guitarist Lionel Lueke's song 17s and the hit Herbie Hancock penned very early in his career, Watermelon Man, came together in a medley.
I always like to think of like crazy, impossible things and how to make the impossible become possible. One day, this was years ago, Lionel submitted the song 17s to me to do on a live show. And I tried and tried. I couldn't play it, I tell you. So I kind of dismissed it. But then I started thinking about it. I can't just go down defeated like that. So I started to think, I wonder if there's a way to do this piece, which was like a death-defying piece, and something totally, what would be the total opposite of that? And I started to think, Watermelon Man, which is an easy piece to play. And I said to myself, what if there's a way to combine the two? Wonder what that would be like.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
17th and Watermelon Man, this great, great band playing live today, Herbie Hancock and company. And, you know, Watermelon Man, what a sturdy piece of music that was on your very first album, right? As a leader.
Yep.
Wow. It was a hit right away with Mongo Santa Maria's version of it. Now, how did you come up with that originally? That was kind of a more soul jazz kind of thing, right, at the time. And that was sort of what was popular, I guess,
right,
you know, in a way.
Right. Well, it was my first record, and I was told by Donald Byrd, who was the guy that actually discovered me in Chicago and took me in, took me under his wing, hired me in his first touring band. Anyway, at a certain point, he said, "Okay, Herbie, it's time for you to make your own record." I said, "No, I'm not ready yet." And he said, "Yes, you are." Anyway, he told me, "Here's how it works. Half the record is for you, and half the record is for the record company." He said, "What that means is half the record you can have your own compositions, and the other half should be something that people are familiar with." So it's either a cover of an old standard, or a blues, or a song based off of I Got Rhythm, chord sequence. So I said, okay, you know, and I started trying to put my own pieces together. Then I thought, wait a minute, what if I tried to write my own piece to help sell the record? And I started thinking, well, Horace Silver writes his own pieces, and his records sell very well. You know, they resonate with the larger jazz public, you know, and...
So you were talking about things like Song for My Father or something that would that
yeah,
was
they're all the kind of funky jazz pieces.
Yeah.
I said, why don't I just try to write a funky jazz piece? And that was the idea. So but I didn't want to sell out. I wanted to write something that was, you know, the funky sound is a sound that really comes from the African-American ethnic background. You know, I'm African-American, and I have a very ethnic background. Born in the hood of Chicago, right? So I said, well, what can I bring from the hood that I can portray in song? And what happened is the character or the Watermelon Man going through the cobblestone streets of the alleys of Chicago. That was, what could be more ethnic than that? And so I decided I would use that character and try to portray that in song. And the rhythm that I play on the piano of Watermelon Man, the original version, was my attempt to capture the spirit of the wooden wheels going over the cobblestone alleys. And the melody really came from, like, what women would say to the Watermelon Man. They say, "Hey, Watermelon Man."
Right.
You know? So the melody is really based off of reality.
Now I have the Mongo version so much in my head. Did it have the same Latin vibe to begin with on your original?
No, my original didn't have a Latin vibe at all in it. It was just a funky jazz piece. You know, but the same melody.
Right.
But it didn't have the conga drums, and the bass line was slightly different than what they used on Mongo's record.
Herbie, thank you so much for talking with us, and may the Imagine Project just keep going. it's a really, really great idea.
Thank you very much.
Big thanks to Herbie Hancock and the band for being our guest today on the World Cafe, which is supported in part by the members of our World Cafe affiliates nationwide, including WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, and KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Shows produced at WXPN from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe.